available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning, darling. How are you? Did you have a good night's sleep? Let me guess. She's there with you, isn't she? Oh, I forgot. You don't know, do you? I know you cheated on me. Yeah, I do. Don't try and call me to deny it. I got sent screenshots of you and her. You need to tell her to keep her dumb mouth shut. Because as soon as she sends that picture to one person, they'll send it to someone else, and so on and so on. The poor girl thinks that you actually want to leave me for her. I assume that's what you told her. I mean, she's been fucking you for what, a month? And she still hasn't realized that you're using her for her body? Stupid girl. What a fucking idiot. I almost feel sorry for her. I don't want to hear from you. I don't want to hear your bullshit excuses or explanations. There's only one thing that I want you to do. I want you to listen to this message. Listen to what I have to say to you. Because I think you'll be quite interested in what I have to say. I found out yesterday and I cried and I cried. But after a while I started thinking, why the fuck am I crying over a two-timing piece of shit? You certainly aren't worth crying over. I'm an attractive, beautiful, kind-hearted woman. But when you hurt me, I can be your worst nightmare. So I thought, what do I do next? I thought and I plotted. It actually didn't take me that long to figure out how to crush you. Then I got your message that you had a really early start tomorrow morning and had to have a good night's sleep all alone. Of course, that was a load of shit. You're full of shit after all. But deep down I was glad. It worked out perfectly to my plans. Do you know what I did after you called me? I called your little sister. Yeah, she's so cute. That tight petite body. But damn, she's got a pretty face. She's so innocent and sweet. I know she's the apple of your eye, and you always want to protect her from shitty assholes. I mean, you would know what they look like, wouldn't you? Just look in the mirror. But deep down, you know she's hot. That long, blonde hair blowing down to her butt. Fuck, she just has a round ass. You won't ever admit it, of course. I wouldn't expect you to, but she's gorgeous, and I decided I was going to have her. I asked her to come over to my place after she finished work. She always wants to hang out with me. She acts like I'm her cool older sister, and I love that. At least your parents created one good child. She came over, and I started my act. I started to cry, and I told her what you did to me. She just hugged me and consoled me. Such a sweetheart. She called you a bastard. Man, she was really pissed off at you. She told me what an idiot you were for cheating on me, and that anyone would be lucky to have me. She actually said that I could do better than you. So, I looked at her. She wore a denim skirt and a striped top, and she looked dressed down, and yet she looked so fuckable. I grabbed her, I pulled her, and I kissed her. She moaned in shock. She pushed me off at first and asked me what the hell I was doing. I explained to her, like you said, I deserve better, and you are so much better than your brother. She didn't seem to agree, but she was still sitting next to me. I pulled in close. I told her I just wanted to sleep with someone beautiful, spend the night with someone. I rubbed her leg and bit my lip. I want you to sleep with me. I asked your sister, your baby sister, to fuck me. And she did. I took her by the hand and led her to the bedroom. I kissed her again, and then she kissed me back. Then she grabbed my ass, and she was mine. And we started the fun part. Oh, don't even think about not listening to this. I'm just getting started. And if you don't listen to this, I'm not going to tell you all the things I did to you. Could you really live with that? Besides, I did a lot more than just sleep with your sister. She took off my shirt and then my bra, and I kissed the top of her head, and she licked my nipples. She looked me right in the eyes, and you know what she did next? She pushed me down onto the bed. That little shy girl knew what she wanted now. I told her I wanted it, so she yanked my pants down, and she kissed my pussy, while it's still covered by my panties. I got to admit, I think she knew what she was doing. I don't think it was the first pussy she had ever licked, but she kept kissing it until my panties were soaked. The girl sure knows how to foreplay. By the time she finished my panties off, I was begging her to lick me. She smiled at me and winked as she took her top off. And she told me, "I don't want you to be the only one naked." Oh my God, her body is so hot. Her nipples were so long and hard. And her pussy was nice and shaved. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you not want to know that about your little sister? Oops. Then she got undressed. She went right down to business. She kissed my thigh. Fuck. She was such a tease. She wanted me craving her touch. And you know what? I was. I grit my teeth. I had to stop myself from forcing her head to where I wanted it to be. But she knew she had teased me long enough. Her tongue was on my clit, circling it and showing it a good time. Oh, by the way, babe, a clit is actually a clitoris. I'm just explaining because you never seem to know where it was. I lay back with my legs spread while your little sister was eating my cunt. She actually started to touch herself while she did it. Her tongue just hit all my sweet spots. Fuck. Hell, I'm starting to get a little wet just thinking about it. I looked into her eyes as she tongue-fucked me, and she looked straight back. She looked so intent on making me come. Well, I wasn't going to stand in her way. Then I felt something inside of me. It was her fingers. She finger-fucked me while her tongue played with my clit. Oh, fuck, it was so good. Her chin was covered with my pussy juice. I just couldn't take it anymore. It came so hard on her pretty little angelic face. She laughed and kept going until I came. She wanted me to feel good, and she definitely succeeded. We kissed after that. I tasted my hot cum on her tongue, and she wanted me to return the favor. I just smiled. I told her I would. After all, the night was young. But I wanted something else in mind. We just cuddled and watched a movie. After I made another quick phone call. You see, fucking your sister? That would just make us even. But I don't want us to be even. I want you to pay. That's why I called your best friend. What's wrong? Are you starting to get a bad feeling? A sense of dread? A sickening realization that your girlfriend fucked somebody else? Good. Now you know what it feels like to be me. I bet you want to turn off, don't you? Stop listening to this. Spare yourself the pain. But hey, I just called your best friend. I never said I fucked him. For all you know, he turned me down. But if you want to find out, you're going to have to keep listening, aren't you? You still there? Good. Let's find out, shall we? Me and your little sister were naked in my bed. I had to fight the urge to fuck her. That's when the doorbell rang. I put a robe on and told her I'd check on it. I opened the door, and your best friend was there, smiling, all cute in his shorts and tank. He'd just come from the gym, so all his muscles were on show. Lucky guy. Didn't have a clue what he was in for. I told him I had a problem with my electrical, and he had come over to see what he could do. Poor man isn't even an electrician, but he's still willing to try to help. He opened the fuse box, and when he turned around, whoops, my robe fell off. Like what you see, I asked. Your best friend gazed at my body. He wondered what the fuck I was doing. I told him what I wanted. Come on, darling. I always thought you were cute. You want to screw? And this is where he just sighed. Do you know what he asked me? You know he's seeing someone else, don't you? Your best friend knew. I was mad, but I didn't show it. I could understand it. He was your boy. He wasn't going to stab you in the back. He's loyal. A good friend. A real good friend. He didn't do it. He didn't push me up against the wall and fuck me right there and then like I'd hoped. But I told him that I wanted him and that he owed me for covering for you. He didn't seem sure. That's when I took his hand and put it on my breast. Do you like that? How big and firm my tits are? I bet you want to squeeze and play with them a little bit. He did, and that bulge in his pants got bigger and bigger. I reached into his shorts, and he offered no resistance. Come with me, and I'll give you a night you'll never forget, I smiled, licking my lips as I led him to my bedroom. But wait, I hear you ask. Isn't that where my sister is? Safe to say, they were very shocked when they saw each other. I locked the door quickly. They weren't going to leave anytime soon. I wasn't going to let them. Listen, I know this sounds weird and you might not think it's right, but I think about how hot this would be, I told them. They didn't seem convinced. So I kissed your sister. And your best friend didn't move an inch. I left her longing for more, and I moved on to him. I kissed him hard. I bit his bottom lip as your sister watched, and I felt her prepare to leave. But then she moved back where she was. I guess she saw his bulge as well. Then your best friend saw your little sister check him out. He saw her naked body and her wet pussy. She saw his throbbing hard cock, and the lust was on his face. He grabbed her, and she planted those luscious lips on him. All the while I finished taking those pesky shorts off of him. And, as your baby sister yanked his top off and felt his sexy body, as their tongues danced in each other's mouths, I pulled his shorts down and gave his cock a long, hard kiss before I started sucking on it. He must have thought he'd died and gone to heaven, his best friend's sister kissing him while his girlfriend gave him a blowjob. I laid down on the bed and sucked him really good. And guess what? Your sister joined in, and we took turns sucking that big cock. He was bigger than you as well. I mean, you have a good size, but fuck. You never told me how big he was. Your sister seemed to like it. She managed to take it all the way down her throat. She even gagged on his cock. We both did. Then I kissed her and told her what I wanted her to do. Sit on his face while I ride his cock. Let's fuck his brains out. She hovered over him and he started licking while I grabbed his dick and slowly lowered myself all the way down to his balls as he started grinding my hips on his cock. Fuck, I'm getting so wet now just thinking about it. His cock felt so good inside me, and your sister sounded so hot, moaning as he ate her pussy. It was fucking irresistible. Just think, if you had been a good boy, maybe I would have gotten one of my friends over, and we could have done that for you on your birthday. I guess we'll know. But it was good. It was like a weird triangle. Your sister bit my tongue as we kissed, and this sent a shock through me and made me fuck your best friend harder, which made him lick your sister more. It was like a little chain reaction among the three of us. Your sister started moaning so loudly, "Oh, fuck, make me come on your face," she groaned. Well, he obliged, and she came so hard it pushed me over the edge, and I came also. But your best friend wasn't done. He pushed us off, bent your sister, and fucked her so hard. I pushed those ash cheeks wide as he fucked her. I gave him encouragement as he did. Fuck her good. Fuck her like a dirty whore. Make her come on your cock. And then guess what she said? "Yeah, baby. Give it to me. Fuck me like a little slut. Fill me with your big, hard cock." Fuck. You have no idea how hard it is to touch myself right now. She screamed like a bitch in heat, and he drilled her. She came harder this time. Such a dirty girl. I opened my mouth wide. Your best friend had done what I'd wanted. Now, it was time for his reward. He came in my mouth. He came so much. Then guess what I did? I kissed your sister with a mouthful of cum in my mouth. I snowballed your sister so we could both have some of his cum in our mouths. I'll be honest, I spat it out. Let that shit drip down my tits. But your sister, what a good girl, she swallowed it all. Then she licked my chest clean. She swallowed every last drop. Then we took him to the shower and cleaned him up. Then he got dirty again. I didn't think all the three of us could fit in that little shower, but we did. We kissed and cuddled, all three of us, until we fell asleep on my bed. So how was your night? I just thought I'd let you know what happened last night. But to be honest, I've had a change of heart. You see, I was gonna let them go, but right now, with my pussy all wet, and seeing the two of them spooning in my bed, I think it's time for round two. I'll leave it to your imagination what we're doing. Oh, and one last thing, babe. We're over.